There's been violence on the streets of East Jerusalem as Israeli authorities start demolishing Palestinian properties. It threatens to reignite tensions in the region after last month's deadly conflict. But Israel's told its Middle Eastern neighbours it wants peace. ABC correspondent Nick Dole reports from Jerusalem.
In the blazing sun, Salim Musa Ruwaidi stares into the empty void of a butcher's shop that used to belong to his daughter and son-in-law. It's now just twisted metal and debris. We're still making payments for this shop. We have a lot of debts on it, he says. My son-in-law and my daughter have sold all they have to invest in the shop, and now they've lost everything. A bulldozer came here earlier in the day and tore the shop down. It's the first in what's likely to be a string of demolitions in the neighbourhood ordered by an Israeli court. Authorities say the shop and many other homes in Silwan don't have planning approval. But Salim Musa Ruwaidi says it's virtually impossible for Palestinians here to get a permit to build. The council doesn't help. They don't want us to stay or expand in this area, he says. You can't even build a garage to park your car in. We are targeted. The demolition prompted angry scenes on the streets. Israeli police used tear gas and batons on some protesters, and Salim says his son had to be taken to hospital. Police say three of their officers were injured after people threw rocks. Court order or not, Omar Shaker from Human Rights Watch says it shouldn't be happening.
Silwan is a part of East Jerusalem, which the entire world, except for the Israeli government and the US under Donald Trump, considers to be occupied territory.
He says the demolitions have the effect of further expanding Israel's occupation in East Jerusalem, which Palestinians want to be their future capital.
Other laws allow the taking over of land in the name of a claim of Jewish ownership decades ago. In other areas, the confiscation is in the name of archaeological or tourism. In other areas, it's for green space. In other areas, it's planning policy. So there's a matrix of different laws and policies which all serve the same objective, which is to take over the land and property from Palestinians, transfer to Jewish Israelis. And it actually reflects the Israeli government's policy of apartheid against Palestinians.
That's a claim that is strenuously rejected by Israel and by the United States too. During all this, Israel's Foreign Minister Yair Lapid has been on a historic trip to the United Arab Emirates, where he's received a warm welcome. It's one of the Muslim countries that's recently agreed to closer ties with Israel, and Mr. Lapid hopes there'll be more.
Israel wants peace with its neighbours, with all its neighbours. We aren't going anywhere. The Middle East is our home, and we are here to stay. So we call on all the countries of the region to recognize that and to come to talk to us.
The US says it doesn't want these new ties to come at the expense of peace and cooperation with Palestinians. This is Nick Dole in Jerusalem reporting for AM.